This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Tie Tuesday, and that means that Ty Law will join us in a little less than an hour at 9 on this morning's show. And then we will talk in advance of the election on Tuesday. Question 4. And a move toward eventually legalizing hallucinogenic mushrooms with Eliza Dushku, the actress. You were very excited yesterday because she is the star of one of your favorite films.
Bring it on. Yes, one of the best films of my lifetime.
Really?
Yeah.
Of your entire lifetime?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, did it win an Oscar or?
I don't believe so.
Oh, it didn't?
It should have.
Can we get your Mount Rushmore of movies?
Mine?
Yes.
Yeah. Focus. Bring It On there. Wizard of Oz is my number one.
All right.
Harry Potter 1. Mean Girls.
Great movie.
And The Devil Wears Prada.
All right. Well, just 4, but that's okay.
No, that was 5.
That was 5.
I know, there's 4.
Oh.
I rock with you on The Wizard of Oz all day long.
Yeah.
All right, well, we should get back to the rest of today's news.
TGI Fridays abruptly closed 49 locations in the U.S. over the last week.
Uh-oh.
Not good. No bueno.
This is it for TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Where are people going to eat when they go to the mall? I mean, I feel like this is a real problem.
Cheesecake.
The cheesecake is overtaken.
Yeah, I love the TGI Fridays. They used to
salad bars.
I like the Jack Daniel's cheeseburger.
Are you nuts? TGI Fridays was built on guacamole. Well, they did at one point. They pivoted to the giant smorgasbord of appetizers, mm-hmm. where you order like the, it's like a poo-poo platter, mm-hmm. but it was,
yep.
you know, like chicken,
Southwest egg rolls,
mozzarella sticks,
yep. all of those
Their
things.
Their mozzarella sticks are fire.
Very good.
Well, apparently the public doesn't agree with you, Sean.
Well, unless they're going specifically, because they sell them frozen in grocery stores. Yeah. I wonder if they're going specifically to that model.
Yes, I will also say this about snack foods, which I am trying to avoid because of a recent Curtis lead. But you can buy the snack version in the bag of the fried mozzarellas from TGI Fridays as a chip.
Ugh.
And they are life-changing.
Nah, wow. I don't like them. I've had them before.
They are delicious.
Mozzarella stick chips?
Yeah,
yes.
Don't do it.
Curtis, don't knock it till you tried it.
Don't do it. I've tried it. Yeah. I'm knocking it.
That sounds... I mean,
okay. Well, a lot of the chain restaurants that we have relied upon for almost our entire lives are going by the wayside.
I hope not. Do you have a favorite?
What, of all chains?
Yeah.
I do like, Wiggy brought up the Cheesecake Factory. They do a great job. The Buffalo Bites as an appetizer over there are unbelievable.
The Cheesecake Factory is the perfect place. It fits everything.
Oh, it's great.
I'm an Outback girl.
Outback's good.
I'm not in the mood for Australian tonight.
You have one of those Buffalo Bites. It's only 4,700 calories, and it's really delicious.
I hate that they put it on the menu. How many?
All right. Well, that's sad news.
Yeah, but they're expected to use Chapter 11 to seek buyers in the near future. So hopefully they save TGI Fridays.
Okay.
A new lawsuit has accused Subway of grossly misleading customers by advertising sandwiches that contain at least 3 times as much meat as it delivers.
Is anybody surprised by this?
No, but
okay.
There is a woman in Brooklyn.
Otherwise known as Tinder.
There's a woman in Brooklyn, Anna Tolleson, mm-hmm. who said she got a steak and cheese sandwich and, you know, the ad for the steak and cheese bursting with meat.
Oh, yeah,
and then she got the sandwich and it was less than impressive. She said she paid $7.61 for it and was very disappointed. She said 200% less meat than it is in the ads. So there's a lawsuit against Subway to change that.
Yeah, I mean, all of them should give up. The Subway, you know, D'Angelo's, whatever. The crown is worn by Jersey Mike. And Mike's way is my way. And so they have just changed the whole entire game. The food is fresh.
Mm-hmm.
The way they prep it is incredible.
They're not everywhere, though. That's the thing.
Like Jersey Mike's?
Well,
but they're getting everywhere.
And they only do deli sandwiches.
What?
I don't like deli meat. So for me, like Jersey Mike's doesn't do it for me because...
Well, that's
they do a steak and cheese.
Like, no, most sub places will have like a chicken cutlet sub on the menu or even have like chicken salad on the menu.
Chicken cutlet? You ain't going to Subway and get no chicken cutlet.
What are you talking about?
Well, they have grilled chicken at Subway.
Yeah, a little small. But you can get a chicken sandwich at Jersey Mike's.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought it was just sliced deli meat.
I don't think you have any idea what you're talking about.
You are thinking... You know what she's...
Keep Jersey Mike's off your lips. Like, I don't think you even know what you're talking about.
You know why, Greg? She's thinking of Jimmy John's.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah. You know, how dare you?
Getting your sub chains mixed up.
You know what's amazing is that America was like, oh, this guy Jared, lovely guy, eats a sub for lunch and a sub for dinner, and we're all going to lose weight. Think about how unhealthy that is in reality. Just eating subs.
Like, how do you get Jimmy John's confused with Jersey Mike's?
Like, I don't know.
They're not even in the same stratosphere.
Yeah, I mean, I
don't... It's like getting the Bill of Rights confused with a Bill of Goods.
Oh, Swiggy sold me a Bill of Rights?
Not nice. I mean, I'm looking. They don't have, like, actual grilled, like, full chicken pieces. It's like they have like a chicken cheese steak.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're talking about. Grilled chicken.
But it's made into like a cheese steak. It's like made into like the shaved.
That's the best way to have it.
I don't enjoy that.
No, they cut
it. You want it in chunks?
Yes.
What is it? What's the chicken? Is chicken?
I don't like cheese steak for that reason either.
What? Because of the way it's prepared?
Yes.
The cut of it?
Yes.
Oh my lord! What a weirdo!
I've never heard of that.
You like the way Subway does the cut into small pieces, or
the chicken breast,
or the one cut frozen
into
chicken
larger
breast?
She doesn't want to cut into very small pieces. Yeah. Just mediumly small pieces.
Chicken gnocchi soup thing.
Okay. All right. What else is happening?
America has a new favorite side dish, and this is shocking to me.
Yeah.
Because for years, it has been the mashed potatoes.
Of course.
And
very versatile.
Yep.
You can put some butter in there. You can throw a little gravy on it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can go raw dog if you don't like the gravy or the butter. Mm. It's been the go-to Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, for decades.
Yeah. Mm. And Campbell's just did their annual State of the Sides report.
Uh-huh.
They found that for the third year in a row, most Americans, 56%, said that they prefer side dishes over turkey. That's first and foremost.
Okay. All right.
But mashed potatoes has been bumped to second place on the list. Any guesses?
Yes, mac and cheese, number one.
Ooh.
Nope.
Is stuffing considered a side?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
I might go with stuffing.
Nailed it. Stuffing has taken over, or dressing, as it's called in some places.
See, that doesn't seem like it's logical to me based on Americans who are in their overwhelming focus on being healthy. Like, I would think it would be green beans.
That's a cheat day. Like, Thanksgiving, Christmas is a cheat day.
But
this
is what we're talking about. Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah. But so that is the number one spot. Mashed potatoes got bumped to two. Sweet potatoes, number three. Green bean casserole at number four. Ugh. And mac and cheese at number five.
That's because you ain't had no real mac and cheese. That's
correct.
The problem.
I've been asking for it for the last 3 years.
Like your boy Chef Lambo at Hunter's.
There we go.
No.
Able to work a plug into any potential
any situation.
I'm just really giving you amazing. Places where...
Hunter's, just a heads up, Wiggy's looking to come in at some point this weekend.
I'm giving you places with, like, mac and cheese.
Right. Mm.
Like, I don't know if
I understand.
A lot of people know how mac and cheese should be made.
Uh-huh.
My mother didn't know how to make it to save her life. She used a stupid, you know, blue box.
Craft.
Yeah, she did not, and it was watery. She didn't know how to make it, but that was the white in her.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, mac and cheese should be number one
on the list.
On the list.
We also know somebody who doesn't know how to make mashed potatoes. I believe we learned on this show.
Yes, you do.
What's next?
There was a Karen Reed civil hearing yesterday. The O'Keefes are suing Karen and the two bars, CJ McCarthy's and the Waterfall, for wrongful death when it comes to John O'Keefe. Reed's attorneys want this to be delayed until her second criminal trial is complete because they say it could violate her Fifth Amendment rights.
If she is forced to do a deposition
correct.
And testify in this civil case.
Correct.
that she is protected by the Fifth Amendment when it comes to self-incrimination.
Yes.
Okay.
O'Keefe's attorneys are saying she cannot claim the Fifth Amendment
protection
because she's been talking to other people.
Okay.
We can hear from O'Keefe's attorney, Mark Diller, talking about Karen weaponizing her Fifth Amendment right.
Karen Reed is overtly weaponizing the Fifth Amendment to her advantage. Since she has been charged with murder, Your Honor, it needs to be noted that Karen Reed has given public interviews on NBC's Dateline, ABC's Nightline, and 2020. She gave an in-depth interview with Vanity Fair. She has a Netflix documentary in the works. She's spoken at lunch with two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
That was shrapnel that did not need to be sent in this direction.
High five, though. He called this popular.
He must not be really informed on the ratings.
And first of all, I think it was actually second lunch. It was dinner. It wasn't lunch.
Yeah. An early dinner. It was winter.
I don't understand.
Two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
Yes.
The guy can't get our names in there for the public, for public consumption in the news.
I'll take it.
Little mention there. So what is she? Is she not supposed to talk to the media? I mean, she's.
I don't know how that works.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Right. She can speak to her innocence.
I would think that you're allowed to speak to the media in that particular situation.
Mm-hmm. When you're arrested, aren't you just informed that anything you say could be used against you?
Yeah.
So is that you're not weaponizing anything if you say something that is incriminating, then that's on you.
Right.
Like, how could you weaponize the freedom to speak?
Right.
When's her trial? Is that January? She goes back on trial?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
If they continue with that.
All right.
Yes. All right. Well, I appreciate the mention,
I guess.
Yeah.
Two
popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
Yeah. It would be nice if they could have thrown in the website or.
Right.
At least the
Odyssey app.
Throw the Odyssey app up there. It would have been nice.
I mean,
even the Greg Hill show would be good.
Right. Or the monthly or whatever. We could maybe throw in the ratings.
Just in case he's listening, it is Greg Hill and Courtney Cox.
Yes.
That were the two personalities.
Maybe you'll be called at some point to testify. Ooh,
you could be. Subpoenaed.
What if Shime gets on this jury too?
I have not thought about that.
Yeah, you could be subpoenaed.
I don't know if I brought it up yet, but I have been called for my civic duty.
For jury duty.
Yeah.
Really?
In December. I've already given the day to Ken. I am so thrilled.
What?
I am already thinking about my outfit.
I don't think you'll get on.
You won't get on.
You're too much of an empath. Huh. You would immediately think that the person was innocent.
Not necessarily.
I think I am very
down the line, middle of the line.
Yeah, but you're a public figure. Just like this guy said, you're a popular radio host, radio personality. They're not going to
They won't
you
know that, though.
Yeah, they will.
That doesn't matter, though.
Yeah, it does. They ask
it's
you
not,
what
it's
do you
radio.
Do.
It's not like.
Doesn't matter. They ask you, what do you do
not,
for a
it's
living?
Not, no, it's not.
They, okay.
No, I've been on a jury before.
When was you on a jury?
I was the foreman.
15 years ago. That
was before you became really popular. Now it's like they'd be like, beat it, Greg Hill. Too much influence.
I really
can't trust you.
I do think, because December, could they be looking for the next Karen Reed jury?
Imagine if you got on that jury. That would be.
I'll never get on a jury, Greg.
Wow, I didn't think you could get on jury.
Two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
It's the easiest thing to avoid.
Yeah.
You move the date to a holiday weekend. And then you're not called, and then you're not called again for 4 years. It's literally the easiest thing.
Well, it's your civic duty, sir.
My duty is to live my life the way I see fit.
You know what I do, Curtis? I ignore it.
Why would I want to be on a jury if I didn't have to? Enough people do nothing, they can do it.
Right.
You don't even get paid to be on the jury.
It's fascinating. I am not fascinated by it.
What is fascinated about?
Yeah, me either.
You gonna send an innocent person to jail?
No.
Don't you get $50 or something, Shime?
Yeah, I think it's $50 a day.
$50 a day. That really, I in this day and age, that barely buys lunch.
Well,
for you, it doesn't buy lunch.
Don't they give you lunch? Do they give you lunch?
No, No, of course they don't.
These people, too, like, you guys need to take a joke. Laugh a little bit. First thing she thought of was her outfit. We're doomed.
Two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
It was a joke. God.
Courtroom chic.
Yeah, like, people really take things far too seriously.
But you are going to dress up.
But you were
up.
Thinking about your outfit.
Well, of course.
Right, exactly.
Of course.
So
of course.
They're just stating the obvious.
Well, I want to look presentable. What? I'm supposed to look like a schmuck?
No, I think it would be... I just don't think a lot of people are planning their outfits.
That's the problem with society, is that we don't dress up anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Put on a tie.
I'm being ripped on the vest that I'm wearing today.
Yeah, I like it.
I didn't know we were going boating.
Yeah. Like, somebody was texting me earlier saying Gresh wants his vest back. Yeah, like, I don't think this is a Gresh vest.
Does Gresh wear the vest to the beach?
I like the vest.
I feel like, I mean, I don't. Is there something wrong with it? Like,
I'm not really a vest guy, so it's on really you. I can't really.
I don't know.
It's like, perfect for pockets. It's kind of lightweight, but also provides some warmth.
I mean, it's. I just purchased it at Peter Millar.
Okay.
All right.
And guess what I found built into the vest?
A douche canoe.
A whistle?
No, not a whistle.
A date rape whistle.
Anybody have a guess?
Something for your golf tees?
Oh, a bottle opener. Wow.
Classic. Very frat boy. It's giving frat boy.
Oh, that's why it was $260.
I don't happen to be a beer guy, but if somebody is, you have this little thing. It's built right into the pocket of the vest.
A vest back?
Huh?
Are they back?
They never left.
Back. Oh, they never left?
Vests are great.
All right. You can be the judge. When I got my coffee this morning and I was leaving, I said, thank you. She said, you're welcome, Zaddy. So you tell me whether they're back or not. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
How excited were you to show Lindsay that? You're like, look at this. Wait, but just wait.
No, Lindsay picked this out.
Oh.
She said, I like Daddy.
Yeah, she told
Isn't
me.
Isn't the vest all about
I love it, then.
The Perfect. Shirt underneath it?
Huh?
The right shirt underneath the vest?
Oh, am I not wearing the right shirt underneath?
I mean, like I said, I'm not... You're wearing
I think it's perfect.
Well, Chime, you wear vests all the time, so you wouldn't know any better.
I like the vest.
Well,
I think it looks good and it's comfortable. And like I said, provides extra pockets, which I enjoy.
Oh, man. Jackson just texted me, Greg, and said that his fiance said that there is a chance that we could be subpoenaed if they want to take it in that direction.
Yeah.
And she was there the other day.
Everybody knows. Yes.
Yeah. I said that.
I know. I thought he was kidding. I didn't think that was serious.
Jackson's fiance $400 an hour to tell me that.
Right. Courtney, I know you just signed a long, lucrative deal, but correcting Greg with Jackson, not a good career choice.
I thought he was well aware.
That's why I brought that.
I thought you were kidding.
You, I appreciate
Sorry.
That. No. All right. Well,
okay.
Anyway, that's the news. Hold on a second.
Got a vest on the line?
James is on the phone.
Oh, my man?
James, who introduced us.
Yes, sir.
James introduced us to Joe Landry. He brought Joe Landry to Lunch with a Hero last year, and Joe Landry just celebrated his 100th birthday, and James is bringing him again a week from this Friday to the American Heritage Museum. Hi, James.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
How was the birthday? How was the birthday party?
Yeah, it was great. He had a lot of people there. It was great for him. He had a good time.
All right, awesome. And is he looking forward to the event, our birthday party for him?
He is. We're going to have him there around 7:30, if that's okay. Not at 6. I don't know how much longer he can hang.
I think the support that our beloved listeners are going to show on that Friday, a week from this Friday, for Joe Landry, World War II veteran, and all the veterans who are there is going to be incredible. So I cannot wait. And I hope all of you, if you have the day off or you're willing to come before work, you will join us for the centennial celebration of Joe Landry on Friday, November 8th at the American Heritage Museum. All right. What's up, James? Were you calling about that or something else?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to mention something else he did at the end of September when he was out at Busch Stadium, him and three other Battle of the Bulge vets threw out the first pitch.
Oh, yes.
He was out there for a week, and the hotel he was staying in, he was staying on the 12th floor, and something happened with the power where the alarms went off, and he had to walk down 12 flights of stairs, no elevator. Some guy helped him. I thought that was amazing.
Oh, my God. He's an unbelievable guy. I cannot wait to see him.
Yeah.
All right, James. Yeah.
And I just also wanted to mention this is for Courtney and Wiggy about how Courtney thought it might have been offensive when men grunt when they're working out with weights. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Courtney, I take it when you work out, you use weights, correct?
Light ones, but yes.
Correct. So men probably work out with weights for two reasons, to get stronger and to develop their bodies. So I guess when they're to get stronger, they're lifting heavier weights. So in order to do that, it helps to let the air out and occasionally grunt when that happens. I don't think they're doing it to impress girls at the gym.
Breathe.
You'd be surprised.
You know what I mean?
When was this debate? I don't remember this. Was this
it was a while.
I had a day at the gym where there was, it's the same guy every time.
Oh, it is?
Who's in the same room as me, and he's like.
Is he short?
Yeah.
I don't even notice height.
And he plays fantasy football.
No, I have no idea, but he's constantly grunting. And
so he's an overly aggressive grunter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it like a loud grunt, or is it just like a deep breath?
It's not a deep breath, Shime. It sounds like he's about to pass away, and I'm like, okay, clearly that's too heavy for you, and he also is doing like headstands and making these crazy noises. It takes away from everybody else's experience.
Maybe he's working out. Courtney don't like guys who actually work out and grunt and put in work.
Wiggy, no. Yep.
If you're not grunting, then that means you're not using enough weight.
He should not
to
sound
push you
he should
and
not
get you
sound
stronger.
The way that he sounds.
If you're not grunting, Courtney, then that means you're not pushing yourself to the limits.
No.
Have you ever seen any Rocky movie?
Yes.
You ever see his training montage?
Yes.
Constantly grunting. Pushing himself.
This
to the
guy
limits.
Is not Rocky. This guy is at the Equinox in Seaport lifting a dumbbell.
Wow.
I think with some dudes, they are throwing up so much weight that they have no other option other than grunting.
Dale here.
But if they're not lifting that. If they're not lifting that much, I agree with you. Like, it's a little bit of a show.
It's not like he's not a bodybuilder. Like, I'm telling you,
sounds
this guy.
Sounds like you're taking shots at people who like to push themselves in the weight room. That's what it sounds like to me.
I should just shut my mouth.
No, I mean, you said it.
I'm wrong no matter what.
How much?
It's annoying. This is a hill I die on. This guy is annoying. People leave the room when he walks in.
Do you not wear headphones in the gym?
Yeah.
I do, and I can hear him through them.
Well, you need to get better headphones.
When I tell you, he's like screaming, grunting.
Well, you need to get better headphones.
Every time.
That means he's working.
Every time.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, can you do one more?
Really?
Every time.
That would annoy me.
Yes.
I'm
so shocked every time.
Yeah.
I would look at him and say, get it, big dog.
Oh, my goodness. This has been
That's a lot of weight.
It's not. Yeah. It's really not what he's doing. Yeah.
All right. It's a Thai Tuesday. Ty Law will be on with us coming up at 9. And then Eliza Dushku at 9:20 this morning. Here is Courtney and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics took down the Bucks 119-108 last night. It was a Peyton Pritchard night, going off for 28 points, nailing 8 of his 12 three-pointers to tie the franchise record for threes off the bench. Peyton now leads the NBA in points and three-pointers off the bench. Jaylen Brown led the way with 30 points to get to the C's 4-0 on the season. Monday Night Football saw Steelers win over the Giants 26-18, the final with Russell Wilson completing 20 of 28 passes for 278 yards and a touchdown. The Dodgers continue to roll in the World Series. They took down the Yankees 4-2 in Game 3 in the Bronx last night. They've won all three of those games. And the Bruins are in action tonight, taking on the Flyers at the TD Garden. Puck drop is at 7. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Courtney, this has been your best show yet.
Thank you.
38 degrees.
Run is amazing.
We now know also, because of the way in which he's defending it, who is the number one violator when it comes to grunting loudly at the gym.
I mean, I don't work out like that no more. Now I work out like, you know, a middle-aged soccer mom. So
I would just end the weather with this. Courtney, if you could say one thing to Pat Connaughton, what would it be?
No, I would say I'm glad you're well.
All right, we'll be right back.
It is a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law coming up in a half an hour, less than, at 9 on this morning show on the New England Patriots and other things.
And just one more thing before I get off my soapbox, because another ick besides the grunting, it's the people that drop the weights on the ground loudly, like almost throw them down and the whole place shakes.
Violent weight droppers.
Oh, my God.
I agree with you on that one.
It's hardo after hardo. Also, Wiggy sticking up for this guy, you would not if you were in this room listening to him. He's also barefoot the entire time.
Barefoot?
The barefoot thing, I don't get it. I used to see a lot of people at the gym do that. Now I have a gym in my building, so there's not as many people. No. But I see them like doing squats without their shoes off. I don't know what it does. Maybe it helps them out. I told you, I lift like a middle-aged white woman or black woman. Yeah. So
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. I don't know, but I used to grunt. I used to drop the weights. I used to do all that stuff. So I kind of, you know, I'm there to defend the grunters.
I used to lift people in cheerleading, and I never grunted.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's necessary unless you're in some kind of a strongman competition.
No, it's pushing out the air. You breathe out the air.
Or you're a tennis player.
Yeah, right. Have you seen any athlete do anything that exerts a lot of energy and doesn't grunt?
I know one guy whose wife, supermodel wife, was working out with a grunter, and then 3 months later, she was pregnant.
Where does Tom Brady go to get his reputation back? That's my question.
Yeah. I think the bank.
God.
I don't think he needs to get it back. I think Tom Brady looks great.
Oh, you forgot that parade of nonsense. But for weeks, she was the victim, crying. He chose football over family.
But that's why he looks great now. Like, he just sat back, let her run her mouth.
If you asked America today, 90% would have no clue about the latest news, and they'd think Tom Brady chose football, ruined his marriage.
If it wasn't for me and AB.
You think so?
1,000%.
I think she's a giant fraud.
That's a polite way to put it.
She basically put it all on him. She was clearly had feelings for this guy while they were jujitsuing all over the place.
Jujitsu.
And in order to explain away the divorce, she put it on him and returning to football. And, like, I feel horrible for the guy.
Me too.
It's the evil part of some of you who just can't own up to what it is. The relationship dissolved, or she, like, have the nuts to own up to it.
And I was wrong when they got divorced, a lot of people on this show were blaming her for, you know, Tom leaving and whatever. And I said, stop blaming the woman. Woman. I was completely wrong.
There was only one guy who told the world, Be aware, Tommy, your lady, and we all poo-pooed him because of his history, A.B. He said
He said it.
He knew something. And
I think it's because he was living there.
Right.
And Tom was at work.
Yep.
And he heard or saw things that were inappropriate. I think you're right about that.
I'm telling you.
Now, Antonio Brown was trying to indicate that it was he.
No, I don't think he ever indicated that was him. He was just saying, like, hey, Tom, be aware of your lady.
Or bring accountability.
You know, so.
Yeah.
That is just like, I don't, my wife and I, we have this conversation. I don't get how guys will end the marriage or their significant other passes away. And it's not even a year later. How long have they been separated?
Probably a year and a half now.
And she's already
pregnant. Or actually, when did he? No. Yeah, a year and a half, because it was right before he went back.
And she's already pregnant and moved on.
Right.
Like, wait a second.
She went out of her way when people started to suggest that there was something going on.
Right.
She went out of her way to get the fake outrage and we're just friends and how dare you?
Right.
Like, with her stupid voice. Like,
Tommy was my soulmate.
You go back through it, Greg. So I'm looking at the stories. This is Megyn Kelly, one of the first to pop up about Tom Brady choosing family football over family. She said, quote, where's the self-sacrifice? Right. Where's the mature decision to say, I will table 1 year of my life to sacrifice for you, my spouse, to sacrifice for the sake of my marriage and for the sake of my children to have their family remain together. All of these people owe Brady an apology. And also, I go back to when he won that seventh. And here's this woman, supposedly his soulmate, Tom's crowning achievement, getting out of Foxborough, winning immediately, getting his seventh, passing Jordan, all of that. Instead of, I'm so proud of you, this is unbelievable, it was, what more do you have to prove?
Right.
Why? She was probably having jujitsu lessons then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. What an absolute a-hole.
No. And you could argue that when the long never ending nightmare of the argument continues, that he ended up going to Tampa not because of Bill Belichick or Robert Kraft, but because of that witch.
Oh yeah,
that's one could argue that she wanted out of here. Remember, she didn't like New England, and she
too cold, Tommy.
Yeah,
Tommy too cold. He think all the bad things. Remember that article when she was like, you just don't know what I have to deal with behind, stop it.
Stop with the accent.
You said it was the death of a dream.
You don't
What's how bothering you more, the grunting or the accent?
You don't like my Brazilian?
No, I don't. It's not Brazilian? A good one, no.
Why?
I
feel like I have a good Brazilian accent.
Mm-hmm.
Very confident in all of your accents.
I am. Yes. And the poor guy, give it up, because it seemed like he did not want a divorce, and it was like she was the one pushing. He was trying to hold the family together. But, Tommy, you know what they say, man? They told me this a long time ago when I landed at Marshall University in 1994. Can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Yeah, well,
I believe E-40 said that. So,
was it E-40?
Or maybe E-40 might have said.
Curtis, was it E-40 you said that?
No. E-40 and I go way back. I don't want to make those conversations public.
Also, we haven't talked about it yet, but what was the Fat Joe thing at the World Series game last night?
I think they tried to roll him out there after.
For what? Did he know what he was supposed to do?
I think he was just ad-libbing. He watched Ice Cube because they rolled Ice Cube out in game one or something to do, and Ice Cube was really good.
Ice Cube did a good job with it.
Yeah.
I saw that as well. Last night, that was awful.
I feel like he might have been sauced up a little
bit. You think so?
Because some of the lyrics, he was like, New York!
I don't know, he's like, I'm the ghost of Babe Ruth. It's like, what? Like, what? It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yes.
He was like, this one goes out to you, Mickey. A couple times he was rapping. And you know how when we sing songs and you don't know the words?
Yeah, so like, you just said,
A couple times, like, New York.
I mean,
Lean back.
I don't know if the baseball purists were if that's something that they would embrace.
Beautiful words by a beautiful man.
Oh, Greg.
And he was on the mound, too. Isn't that like a no-no? Like he was performing on the mound.
Yes,
I feel like that's a no-no. But when they brought him out, I was like, okay, maybe it's going to be cool. But then when he started like butchering the words, I was like, man, that didn't look right.
Well, we got to take a break. Ty Law coming up at 9. Eliza Dushku on question 4 here in Massachusetts coming up at 9:20. Well, before Courtney was expressing her ick disgust with those who are grunting in the gym, we were discussing this year's Lunch with a Hero, which is happening a week from Friday at the 110 Grill, where it always does. Is this the third or fourth year, Curtis, of Lunch with a Hero? We were interrupted by the pandemic, so maybe
This is the third year.
Okay. So on the Friday before Veterans Day weekend, we would love to meet your hero. We want you to bring your hero to lunch. And before that, we want you to join us at the American Heritage Museum, which is in Hudson and partly in my home continent of Stowe, as we do the show live on a Flex Friday. And you will be blown away by what you see when you come to the American Heritage Museum. They have assembled an extraordinary collection, which is a full view of the American military and what they have accomplished basically since their formation. So I am looking for caller number 9 right now, and we want to know who your hero is who has served this country, and then you can bring them to the show in the morning and to lunch afterwards at the 110 Grill. So
caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, will join us. And I'm hoping that if you don't have much going on or you want to make the effort, you will join us there as we say happy 100th birthday, happy centennial birthday to Joe Landry. And we get to play, we're not going to play Ask a Boomer. We're going to play Ask a Greatest Generationer with Joe Landry when he is with us. So can't wait for it.
I wish I wasn't such a biatch, because when you start to think of, like, talking about all the cool military stuff that there, I remember I had the opportunity when I played that the Air Force pilots were going to take me up in one of those pilot jets.
Do a flyover?
Just like in the jets and do all types of, you know, crazy.
You were afraid.
Oh, man, I was. If I wasn't such a biatch, it seems like so cool to, like, when you think about all these things, like they had, like, the new type of fighter jets, and they had some of the old school ones, but I don't have the courage to
do that. I just can't imagine to be able to put your entire life on hold to serve your country. Like you said, I could never have, I don't have the balls to do that. Or
Joe Landry did not have a choice.
Yeah. Right. But the selflessness and the way in which they look back on that era and talk about it, I think that's been my favorite part about the lunches, because to see all of these people that don't know each other but all served the same purpose, and to have them comparing stories or talking to each other about that time period of their life. I'm watching The Lioness right now, and episode 2 is called Beware the Old Soldier, and they go into it and they say they're old for a reason.
Wait, like, what is the show? How is there possibly a television show I haven't heard of?
I thought you watched season 1 with me.
The Lioness?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my gosh. It's Zoe Zeldana.
That's Janelle.
And
what's it about?
And it's about, so the Lioness is a part of the military. It's like a hidden part, and she's the head of it. She and Nicole Kidman. And
what? How have I missed this? What's it on?
It's on Hulu and Paramount Plus. It is 10 out of 10. First season was amazing. It's 2 episodes into the second season, but it's about how they take women in the military and put them into these places where they befriend a wife or a daughter or a girlfriend of a terrorist, and that's how they infiltrate themselves.
And I would say, Greg, Courtney nailed it with the people that we meet at the Heroes Lunch these years, is that, yes, many didn't have a choice, but they met the challenge, defeated a tyrannical Nazi despicable army, and then they got home and didn't brag about it.
No.
Like, when we literally hate, we can't have a Brazilian butt lift without getting a matching bikini with our daughter to put on Instagram.
Yeah.
But these people actually went to Iwo Jima, you know, are 5,000 miles from home, risking their life for people they've never met. And now they're here building a family and doing so without discussing those unbelievable heroic acts.
Well, Joe will tell you about it when he's on the show, but I think Joe Landry had 7 siblings. And 5 of them were serving in World War II at the same time. So if you can imagine being his parents and 5 of your kids are off fighting in a war.
I like the cool stories that they have, you know, like the actual, you know, my uncle was a nom, so sometimes he'll tell like the cool stories. And then it's pretty interesting that, like I said, the closest thing I come to it is Call of Duty.
By the way, no grade yet from you or Scheim on COD 6.
I haven't been asked. I'd love to give a grade.
Oh.
I was playing just yesterday.
Okay.
What's it, a 10.03?
How is it?
I love it. I think the movement, like the character movement of the game, is 10 out of 10. So good.
Yes.
The maps are not as good as I would have liked. I'd say like 5 out of 10. There's a couple really good ones, but not my favorite.
Extremely disappointing, the maps.
I heard the skins are pretty dope, though. They got the Michael Myers. They got Terrifier.
Do it again.
Yeah. So, I gotta
the
get
gun skin's also good. Dark Matter is crazy.
Loved
cool.
it. I'm a sniper guy. I gotta get my play. I gotta
sniping
get a PlayStation.
With you in this game, so much fun.
My son
so much fun.
Took my PlayStation 5. So I'm in the PlayStation 6 coming out soon.
Yes,
I don't know. I play on PC.
Yeah, I gotta get it back because I've seen like the trailers and just
what
some
do you
of
play,
the stuff.
Doom. On your PC?
No, a lot of people play on the PC.
PCs just run better than every game console known to man.
They use the mouse processor.
Use the mouse and the laptop.
I mean the keyboard. I use it. Yeah,
mouse and the keyboard. Yep.
Yeah.
My son used to do that.
But you can also.
I was yesterday. I was trading skins with my 12-year-old neighbor.
Nope, wasn't trading anything. I was actually slaying in Hardpoint. It was great.
Oh, my God.
Greg, don't knock the skins at the best in Call of Duty. I got the Snoop skin.
Uh-huh.
I got the 21 Savage skin. I got all of the one from the boys, Homelander, Black Noir, the skins, and I've heard Chime, the new one.
What is a skin? I don't even know what it is.
So
it's like character.
Your character.
It's, why don't they just call it a character?
Well, because you can change. It's like Fortnite.
I don't know Fortnite.
Changing an outfit.
Yeah.
It's like
a different uniform, sort of.
Or you could be actually different people. They have, in Call of Duty, they have like celebrities. They have an actual Snoop Dogg character in there that you could be. They have a Michael Myers character, so...
Yes.
I'll probably play actually later today.
All right.
Yes, I like it because I can pretend to be a successful man with a girlfriend.
I actually have both. Not super successful, but successful enough.
I think you're very successful, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate you. I told you. You're the man on the come up around these parts.
Okay.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you, you know?
Do you play teams or like, are you
more multiplayer?
Is it
shirts versus skins?
No.
Oh.
I just rarely play solos.
Yeah, I play like primarily Hardpoint, kill confirmed, domination.
I would say most people in this game, when the game's over, play solo too, if you know what I mean.
You'd be surprised.
No, you'd be surprised.
Right, anybody wants to play Shime Time is my gamer tag.
So, will you?
I haven't played it yet because I told you my son got my PlayStation, but I can't wait.
All right.
Do you have a real game console or is it a faux game console?
No, I got a real PlayStation 5.
Right next to the faux candles?
No, I have
a fireplace.
Here's the thing, Greg. The spare bedroom is kind of / extra bedroom.
Oh, that's your gaming room.
Yes.
Really?
Greg, I have an idea. Courtney, you run our Instagram. Tell me if it's a good idea or not. Greg and I review new games on Xbox.
Very good idea.
That would be amazing.
Well,
great TikTok series.
I'm awaiting the arrival of Grand Theft Auto, which I think is spring.
Is that? Shime?
That sounds right. I'm not 100% sure, but that sounds right.
So Shime and I have agreed to go a mano on the new Grand Theft Auto. Now, I will say it's been a long time when it comes to dexterity on controller.
Yeah.
I might be a little bit behind, but I will prepare accordingly.
We should also stream that to Twitch.
I was just going to say that.
I'm a very Twitch popular, and YouTube. Very popular gamer on Twitch.
Are you an Xbox guy or a PS5 guy?
I was PlayStation 5, okay. Grand Theft Auto, and Vice City, etc.
Looks pretty dope.
It does, absolutely.
How do you, like? I mean, I used to play it all the time, but how do you play against somebody?
So you just give them a remote.
No. No, like, because, you know, normally it's like really just create mayhem, or if you're more of,
I don't know, because that wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Ask a boomer. That wasn't a thing when I was playing Grand Theft Auto.
And I don't know how they do it now.
So I don't know
Didn't have internet connectivity.
Yeah, we would have to. I'm sure there are ways that we can go against each other.
Oh, yeah, we could steal cars and race. We could do some kind of obstacle course,
the RC boat challenge was that was my undoing. I could never... No, helicopter. The RC helicopter?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where you got to get the guys out, and I could never... It took me years to get past that. So, all right, we got to take a break. We will get Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday next.